Dancing with Stars podcast. I was never married to Donald Trump, so I'm still here, and you are?
Cindy. Okay.
Did I throw you off there?
Yeah, that threw me off a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying, because I think someone got voted off because they were...
I don't know. I was so sick of hearing former Mrs. Trump.
Former Mrs. Trump. You know, leave it
alone.
That
was like, what, 13 years ago?
Yeah, whatever it was. But anyway, I think that's what... I think, well, we'll get to kind of a spoiler. I think that's probably part of why she got voted off, and... If people heard the cough in the beginning, that Russ is not here.
I know. I'm sorry. My nose is running.
That's okay. Where's it going?
It's going to down my throat.
Down your throat and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. So we had Disney night.
Yeah. One of my favorite nights.
You know, I think even Lynn liked Disney night.
Yeah, he was in a good mood, wasn't he?
He was in a good mood all night long.
Yes.
It was Carrie Ann.
Yeah, I know. She was a little cranky.
A little cranky, little Carrie Ann.
Loved her necklace.
Disney
necklace, you know, I love that.
I think someone
wanted that on my wish list.
I think someone wanted to be the princess up there, and was a little upset that she wasn't the princess. I'm calling out Carrie Ann.
All right, you go for it.
Calling her out, but yeah, I enjoyed tonight. I like Disney. I like the Disney movies, and I enjoyed it.
So, well, I'm glad you were happy, because if you're not happy, nobody's happy.
And
it's a little warm in here, by the way.
Well, I think any place I'm actually in, it naturally just gets hot. I think people get hot when I'm in the room. It just kind of boils over. What do you think?
Whatever makes you happy, honey.
no, yes.
Whatever makes you happy, babe.
All right, whatever. Okay, before I go on.
I'm shaking my head.
If you like geeky stuff, go to lootcrate.com/JayandJack, and you can get, this month theme is Quest, The Adventure Awaits. You can get stuff. If you're a Harry Potter fan, Dungeons & Dragons, Vikings, Uncharted, the Loot Crate is what you want to go to. It's a mystery gift every month for $20 a month.
$20.
You get $45 worth of stuff. It's a surprise. You open up. Wow, I didn't even know I was going to get that.
See, something you could give me every month, and it would be a surprise. I'd be excited.
Maybe I could do that. Say, hey, you said you can give me anything this month. There you go.
That's right.
I got you. Loot
Crate. It's like you can subscribe to flowers almost.
Well, this isn't flowers.
I know, it's better. It's because you have it. It lasts forever.
Flowers die.
Exactly. That's your philosophy. That's why your reasoning of why you don't buy them.
I do buy them, but it's...
This one... There's no fabulous.
They do. They last forever.
I know.
Look at the stuff I have hanging up here. I got the bobbleheads up here. I got stuff here. They're not going to die.
No.
They're going to be here forever.
Exactly.
It's not like Toy Story.
Exactly. Love it.
Spoiler. Sorry. But anyway, you could go to Loot Crate, LOOTCrate.com/JayandJack.
Can't spell crate.
C-R-A-T. I figured most people know how to spell it. C-R-A-T. See, it's LOOTCRATE.com.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. I thought maybe you just couldn't spell crate.
Well, maybe I can't.
No, we know.
Cratey. Cranky. Cranky. Whatever.
I'm tired. I was pushed aside for your other podcast.
We had to do the marriage.
And then you're like, okay, now I'm ready to go. Let's go. Stop what you're doing.
I did not say stop.
Yeah, you go, ready? Well, you walk into the room. I'm watching TV. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, when I walk in, it should be... All right, we're going to stop and do this one.
You can watch Elementary afterwards. You really think the world is that way?
You could have watched Elementary afterwards. So if you're tired right now, you have no one to blame but
I had to keep myself
yourself.
Awake. I was all by myself.
I'm all by myself. Anyway. I couldn't entertain myself. Anyway, you were a little cranky though when I came in.
I was. I'm tired today.
You are. You're
I was up early yesterday. You just caught up with me the next day.
It does.
You know, that's the way it is.
So anyway, we had Antonio and Sharna were the first ones.
Yes.
And...
I liked it. I thought it was good.
They're doing Aladdin.
Yeah.
Doing a jazz number.
Yep.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Compared to last week.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought last week was okay. But
yeah.
I only think I got to tell Antonio, stop staring at the camera.
Yeah.
He looks like Cindy Brady.
I know. It was scary.
Remember that episode of Cindy Brady?
Yeah.
When she
kept staring at the camera. I know.
And if you kids out there playing at home don't know what the Brady Bunch is, just Google Cindy Brady staring at the camera.
Oh my gosh! I was like, it was bizarre.
He's
got a beautiful smile.
He's
though.
Got a great smile. He doesn't stop smiling. Hey,
I wouldn't stop smiling if I had looked like that.
Antonio, your house is burning down.
But you know, if I had teeth like his and that smile,
Antonio, someone just stole your car.
I would smile like that all the time. Beautiful.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Very
he's got a great
good looking
smile, and he's got great personality. I thought the dance was excellent.
It's again, in anything, I think it's always hard to be first because they set the scores low and then everybody has to rise to those. And they're like the start where they pointed at. But anyway, I thought it was good.
I thought the costumes
were
excellent.
The whole night was fabulous. I thought everybody did a great job.
I thought everyone did a great job.
Yep.
Lynn gave an 8.
Yep.
Carrie Ann a 9. Bruno 9. And Zendaya.
Yes.
I hope I'm saying that right. Zendaya?
Yeah. You're asking me. I'm horrible with that stuff.
You said she's pretty young.
I swear, when she was on it, which I don't remember how many seasons ago, I think she was like 16 or 17.
She's pretty advanced. She seems like in her 20s. I mean, the way she talks. She doesn't look that old, but she...
No. But I don't... I would say she can't be more than 19.
I wrote Zendaya.
So I think that's how you say it, Zendaya.
That's what I'm going with.
Cute girl.
And she gave a 9.
She was great. I think she was runner-up.
Runner-up.
I think she was runner-up.
So she didn't win.
No, I think she was runner-up.
That's okay.
I could be wrong.
Then we have Mark and Tony doing Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Doing the waltz.
Mark. Marla.
Oh, Marla. Where'd I get Mark? Mark was married to Donald Trump. Mark Trump. Marla and Tony,
yes,
are doing Little Mermaid.
Gosh. Marla looked a little stiff.
Hold on a second. It's late. I'm tired.
Okay.
I had to wait to finish elementary so we could watch Dancing with the Stars.
I thought Marla looked a little stiff. I thought she looked a little like frightened to be out there.
She did look like she swallowed a few Viagras.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, at least she makes me laugh.
It's late. What are you going to do?
But anyway, I thought... it wasn't her best.
She looked scared.
She looked scared, uncomfortable. It wasn't her best.
No, it wasn't her best. Because normally she's... Well, last week she looked a little scared, too.
There's that one beginning, but then she did really well.
But Lynn gave her a 7. Carrie-Anne, a 7. Bruno, a 7. Zendaya, a 7.
Yeah.
So 7s across the board. Good if you're in Vegas, but not when you're dancing.
Right.
Next up, we have Niall and Pia.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing the samba.
Oh, he was awesome. And when they were done, I was just like, out of this world.
And doing Tarzan. And
yeah.
I just have to say, because I wrote this down before Tom brought it up.
Right.
The drum beat thing.
When exactly.
He went and did the drum beat. I go, he can't hear.
I know.
I go, that is amazing.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Go, and he explained it. You know, he's following Pete's
lead. Well, and besides that, he said, like, you know, I never heard before. I never had sound. I was born deaf.
Yeah.
So he doesn't understand it. So I think over time you learn and everything like that. And he's just...
You develop your other senses.
I mean, just...
Stronger. Yeah,
exactly. I just think his whole attitude.
He's got a great smile.
Oh, my gosh. Good-looking guy.
He doesn't look like he'd ever be mad.
No.
I mean, he just...
I'm sure he gets frustrated, but I just was... Just impressive, you know, you... When you think you don't have anything or you don't have this, you decide what you want to do in life. You decide to be happy. You decide to do this. And you can see that was his philosophy. I just thought he was phenomenal. I thought he looked great.
I just thought it was an amazing
dance. Of course, no shirt was nice. Wasn't a bad look on him at all.
I do like Lynn saying, we do have the same body.
Yeah.
I did like that. That was funny. Like I said, Lynn took some happy pills.
Yeah, I know. He was hilarious.
I mean, I haven't watched the show as much as you, obviously, but Lynn...
Don't worry. I got the microphone.
Yeah, it looks like it's in fallover. Lynn, I've never seen Lynn so happy.
I think, don't you think Disney does that, though? The songs and the...
It's hard not to be happy with Disney. I mean,
exactly.
Unless you're a Disney hater, but
exactly. How many times have we been there and we're just so excited just to be there? It's just a different. It's magical.
It's Disney magic. There have been a few times I've been there where I go, get me out of here. That one time we went and it was $4 if you lived in the.
Oh yeah, that's because I'm one of those situations. But for the most part,
I said, look, guys, let's go down to Knott's Berry Farm. We're gonna have a terrible time today. The kids are looking forward to going to Disneyland. How many rides we go on the whole day?
Four or five? I don't know.
Hour and 45 minutes for the Dumbo ride.
Everybody had a good time.
No, they didn't. Everybody hated it.
We still talk about it.
Yeah, because everybody hated it.
Okay, next.
Disney Magic. So anyway, Lynn gave an 8, Carrie Ann an 8, Bruno a 9, and Zendaya a 9.
I know.
So I
awesome.
Thought Lynn was going to give...
I did too. I thought we would see some 10s tonight. I was disappointed.
Yeah, a little. I think they're saving them.
You might be right, but I still thought they could have one in there.
Are they told to save them?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe they're told, hey, don't give out those 10s too fast. Because once you give out a 10, here's like, it's like when I'm reffing. If you call a minor penalty, a cheap penalty the first call, now I got to do that the whole game. If I give out a 10 for a dance, it's okay. Well, the next time someone has an okay dance, am I supposed to give it a 9 or an 8?
I don't know.
So you save it maybe as it goes on during the competition. Then
I thought that could have been a couple dances. You could have got a 10.
All right.
He was one of them. I thought he deserved. I thought Niall deserved a 10.
I thought it was good. I thought he did a great.
I mean, I guess you can't do that, but I'm just referring to the lack of hearing and how he was able to dance and keep up with everything. I just thought it was awesome.
Like I said, I'm not an expert on dance, but it seemed flawless to me.
It's going
to
be interesting next week when they have to switch partners and they don't have a lot of time together. It's going to be interesting.
Huh? Because he doesn't know who he's going to get yet, right?
No.
Because they're just switching it up,
right?
Good call. I didn't even think about that. Next up, we have Doug and Karina. Doug's having a little trouble the first day. Yeah. Broke his cane.
Yeah. I thought Karina did a great job of analogy, which is something I would have used, I've done with you when you were putting the floor and you got that mad.
Yeah.
It's your first time doing it. What did you expect? You were just going to walk in and magically be fabulous?
Were you a superstar when you first started playing football?
No.
But he's trying hard. He's a hard worker.
I think he's a perfectionist. I think most athletes are hard on themselves if they don't, succeed the way they think they should be doing or getting something.
Well, you have. I think if you reach the level, Heisman winner, was successful in the NFL. I mean, he was an underdog his whole life, and he was always successful. I think it's hard for people like that to go. You know, if you can achieve
be mediocre.
That, I mean,
be mediocre and something.
He's 5'9", he's my size. He right. made it at quarterback in the NFL, which should have never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he because here I am, I'm the same size height, and I'm sitting there saying he should have never played in the NFL. He against all odds did it.
Right.
So he's probably thinking this is just dancing.
Right.
I should be able to do this.
Right.
But it's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Because you have to be. It's not just shaking and dancing to the music. You have to get certain
your
footwork, the hands, everything has to be in step. So they're doing the jazz and they're doing the Mary.
But you know what I was thinking when I was watching it? I was like, okay, Doug Flutie, this is not his thing to dance. And you're putting in a prop with him to dance with it. I just thought that was just setting him up to fail.
The cane.
Because that's like, that's like patting your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time. It's hard to do. And
it's one more thing he has to think about.
Right. And I just thought, professional dancer, I would have thought, I don't know, I just thought that was a lot to, I'm sorry, I'm moving around.
You're all over the place.
I'm uncomfortable in these chairs. I just thought, as the Karina being a professional.
You sit on the couch.
No, as Karina, a professional dancer, I just thought I felt like she was setting him up to fail with the cane.
She fumbled the ball.
Yes, I just thought that was too much.
Yeah, like I said, part of he struggled was the cane. He was behind on the steps.
And then the hat and everything. It was a lot.
He should have done like Wanye did, because I thought that mane, I said, it's going to be, they threw it off right away. Throwing the cap off.
Well, it wouldn't have fit the scene because he's the,
I know, I get it. But anyway, six.
Chimney sweeper.
Six and six across the board.
Ooh,
so I
was the worst scores. He's got to be in last place.
It's got to be. But it's. I think when they switch up next week, I don't think anybody goes home next week.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I'm not an expert on it. I've asked you. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
But anyway. So then we have Kim and Sasha doing the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Quick Step.
I thought she was fabulous.
Well, we're watching the practice, and it looked like she was going to, you never know how they're going to, they're showing the beginning of it. It looked like it was going to be, oh, my God, this is terrible. But she was fantastic.
Yes.
I thought it was her best dance
so
far.
I think she's the what did I say? The dark horse.
Dark horse.
You know, coming. Someone that just kind of sneak in and be the top three. I don't know. Just something about her. She just really cares. I mean, they're every single one, now that we've got Misha out, every single one that's there, I just feel like.
Anyone that could go home right at this point, you're feeling bad for.
Yeah.
It's like.
Exactly.
Because they want it.
Exactly.
And that's all you're asking for.
Yeah.
Is people to come on the show.
Yeah. And enjoy it and want to be there.
If you're going to do it.
Do it.
Want it.
You don't have to be the best, but give 100%.
Right. Don't be pouty wowy.
Right.
Don't be.
Right.
Nobody wants. You have to,
Enjoy it.
Nobody wants to sit there for 2 hours watching a show.
Right.
Or someone goes,
I know. But anyway.
Anyway, so she got eights across the board.
She's very excited.
Yeah, she's very excited. She jumps up on Bruno.
She ruined Bruno's jacket.
Makeup all over her jacket. And Bruno's, I've been marked. Anyway, so great job. Next up, we have Jody and Keo. They're doing Zootopia.
Yep.
I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
And they're doing the Cha-Cha.
Yeah, and I thought this was going to be a good one for her. I mean, I thought she had great energy. I think she was going to do really well, and it just was difficult.
Can I tell you, I said it during the thing. They're wearing pink. They're wearing bright colors, and the strobe light, the stuff they had going behind them was distracting me. I said, this is awful. I can't concentrate on the dance because the colors behind them are too close to them.
Well, I saw right away she was missing and things were going wrong, and you could just see she was just all off. But she kept going. She had a smile on her face. She made it fun.
She said she couldn't hear the music. And you said, well, Niall can't hear the music.
Right.
But then I said, wait, but Niall's never heard the music.
Right, but the thing is.
So if someone who's used to training and listening to the music and you can't hear the music, it's going to throw you off.
But I know that, but you're still taught. She's still taught a count of eight. So you keep counting the eight in there. So even if you were to lose your music, you still know to keep going with the count.
But maybe she's, like I said, maybe She just seems like she got flustered there for a second.
Yeah, she definitely did. It was not her best.
It was not her best. And scores, Len 6, Carrie Ann 7, Bruno 7, and Zendaya. I'm having problems with this name. 7.
Yeah.
So 7's across the board.
She was disappointing herself because she knew she could do better.
She, like she said, you know, we nailed it in practice, and I came out here and I screwed it up. I think that's probably because she was, maybe she had done so well in practice. And then we've all done things like that where you nail it in practice and you do it for real thing. You screw up just one thing. And we're all human. It ticks you off and you kind of lose your.
Absolutely.
Your whatever you're doing right there. You lose your concentration. Next up, we have Von Miller and Whitney doing Cinderella and the Waltz.
And Prince Charming.
Can I just tell Von Miller one thing? You're kind of hanging out with Johnny Manziel. I get you want to help him out, but don't go down with that ship.
Why? What's going on?
There's rumors that he's hanging out with Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel's been accused of hitting his girlfriend a couple times. The guy's just a mess. I get we want to help people.
Well, maybe he's a good influence. You don't know that.
Well, maybe he is, but I
you're already judging.
Well, let's don't be. I just don't want to be him. He seems like a good guy.
Okay, well, that's more of a reason for Johnny to hang out with him.
This guy's beating women.
Well, maybe he needs some guidance in his life.
All right. All right.
Everybody deserves a second chance.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's okay to beat women. I'm not saying that.
All right.
I'm just saying this guy's a really nice guy, and maybe he would be a great influence on him.
Well, he's about ready to get a big, rich contract.
Okay.
$16, $18 million.
But he did a nice job.
He was excellent.
Oh, my God. He was perfect.
I thought...
As big as he is, I think one of them said, you know, as big as you are, you really were very graceful.
Right. It was Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
Zendaya.
And his partner, what's her name again?
Whitney.
Oh, she was just gorgeous. Beautiful. You could see.
Is she the one who had the lights in her dress?
Yeah, and then she had the beautiful sparkle shoes. I was like, I want those shoes.
Well, those are Cinderella slippers.
I know, but she was beautiful.
It's the carriage from Cinderella,
yes,
the movie. Which
it was
I never
fabulous.
Saw.
Fabulous.
You saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
Because it was with the
girl that was on Downton Abbey. Rose from Downton Abbey.
And wasn't one of the ugly stepsisters was Daisy.
Yes.
So
there you have it. There you are.
Maybe that explains why Daisy was always so cranky.
Ah.
Spoiler. Let's see. So you had, but I did like this when he was talking to Aaron Andrews, he gives answers like he's doing sports interviews.
Yes.
Train hard.
My coach really did.
Just take it one day at a time.
I know.
But again, if Von Miller didn't play for Denver, I'd really like him.
I know you would.
But I do like
he
him.
He did. I thought he looked nice.
Excellent.
I thought he was going to get some tens in there,
I
too.
I thought he deserved more than eights, but he got eights across the board.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I'm with you.
Next we have Ginger Z and Val doing the foxtrot from Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast.
It was cute. I think they're good together.
She's got a very good personality.
Oh my gosh,
she's
perfect.
She smiles. Yeah. She has the.
Everybody thought it was fabulous. I was okay with it. It didn't impress me.
You didn't think it was that great.
No, I was all right with it.
That was okay. But the judges disagreed with you.
Yes, they did. And they're entitled to.
Across the board.
I wouldn't have given her nines.
No.
I thought they were eights at the most.
It just wasn't very.
It was all right. I have to say
you
that.
You don't like Beauty and the Beast?
No, I like Beauty and the Beast. I don't know. If I was going to do Beauty and the Beast, I thought it would have been.
Is Val the right guy to be the Beast, though?
He wasn't the Beast.
Oh, he wasn't the Beast?
He was the other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, the one that Gaston, I think.
Gaston? Gaston? Is it Gaston?
Is Gaston another character? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, I just didn't like it. It was all right. I didn't think it was nines.
Okay.
I thought Von Miller's was nines.
Well, if you don't think it's nines. Then we're gonna. Well, I can't change the scores.
Okay.
The scores
thank you. Appreciate it.
Scores are in there. I can't. All right. I can't change the scores.
All right.
Stop complaining. Next up, we have Wanye and Lindsay. Wanye is not happy that he fell. Wasn't the high score last week?
He's competitive.
He's very competitive.
Yeah. He wanted to be
the
best.
Very competitive. Lindsay was pushing him. You know. He said, okay. You know. If you want to do it, gotta.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Push it. And he works hard.
I love the way he was practicing. You know, kept doing it until he could get it. He wanted to be like her. And I thought it was. I thought it was another one I thought should have got tens.
Lion King doing the samba.
Yeah. Another one I thought should have got tens.
I thought it was amazing.
I did too. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I like the Lion King. I like the music. I can't wait till my dad dies till I become king.
Exactly.
That's classic because, you know, in any Disney movie, you know, somebody has to die.
Right.
Spoiler. But Carrie Ann just seemed like she's an eight.
I know. It was better than an eight.
She gave Ginger Z a 9?
Yeah, I know.
Again, I don't care about the scores.
Right. I'm with you.
I thought it was excellent.
Another one I thought deserved a couple tens. And another one I thought his dance was far better than Ginger's.
Lynn a 9, Carrie Ann a 8, Bruno a 9, and Zendaya. We'll call her Zan.
Okay, Zan.
I'm just not getting her name right. And I feel bad. Nines, and an eight. So
again, I thought that another one deserved a 10.
I thought it was excellent.
Yep.
I enjoyed the dance. I like, again, you can't go wrong with The Lion King.
Exactly.
Yep. They said he was too aggressive, though.
I thought it was fabulous.
He's the lion.
Yes.
He's the Lion King.
Yep.
What are we missing here?
I don't know.
Anyway. Paige and Mark go last, and it's Toy Story, and I promised I wouldn't cry.
I know.
During Toy Story.
I thought she was adorable, fabulous.
They're doing the quick step.
And I just thought it was perfect. And again, I thought she deserved some 10s.
And here she's saying that she never had friends.
Well, no.
She
said only her friends were only the W, the ultimate fighting people. And so I think that's cute. But she's young. You know, you kind of just, you know, she left home at 18 on her own. So, but I thought it was, of all the dances, if you just put the dances, just the dance part, I thought she was the best one tonight.
I like, again, I'm sure Jay watched it and cried because it had Toy Story theme. But she got 9s across the board.
She's just a cute little pixie. She's an adorable thing.
It just was...
another one I thought deserves a couple 10s in there.
You thought that was going to be the first 10.
Yeah, I did. I said, all right, we're going to see our first 10.
How long does it normally take to get a 10?
Usually, you would see a 10 by now.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen one.
Well, no 10s, 9s across the board. She seemed happy about it.
Yeah, so absolutely.
She's tied with Ginger Z.
Yep.
I guess it depends on how the audience votes.
Exactly.
But I thought it was, like I said, all the dance was pretty good except,
Doug?
Doug and
Marla.
Jody.
Oh, Jody. Yeah.
Marla got higher scores than, where are we at here? Yeah, Marla got 7s, Doug only got 6.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, then we come down to who's going home, but we're not going to talk about that right now because we're going to go to listener feedback.
All right.
So... again, this is the point of the show where we do take listener feedback, and you can give us a call, obviously not for this episode, but for the next one, 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Or once again, you can call.
I don't know the number. Say it.
385-309-0311.
I'm just the call anytime.
With your questions,
comments,
and theories.
And theories.
It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You know what my dream is?
What?
That you would come in a Prince Charming outfit and you would do the waltz with me.
Sure, I'll do that. We'll do that for our 50th anniversary.
I have bad hips. By then, I'll be in a wheelchair.
I'll
be 79.
We'll be in the Little Rascals together doing the waltz.
You were going to say 30.
I was going to say 30, and I said, wait, that's only 3 years away.
It's only 3 years away.
It's not even 3 years away.
No, well, we're at 27.
Yeah, so.
So it's still 27 in a month. We're on our 28th year right now.
But that's still not 3 years away. All right, 35th. If I'm still able to walk at 35.
How old will I be? Let's see. At 30, I'll be 59.
59. So
at
64.
35, I'll be 64.
64. Not quite able to retire yet. So
no, because what 50, because I got married at 29. So I would be 79.
So I will be.
You're not that much younger than me. You'd be 77.
54 when our 35th anniversary.
In your dreams.
So yeah, we'll do the waltz, and we'll do it with the whole Disney style.
Okay, cool. I'm excited now.
I'll do it just like Von Miller.
Okay.
I'll walk around and fart in your face.
So you do that now.
So there you go.
Can you hold the covers over my head and make me smell it?
Well, it is like
you said. It's just like
it's fresh cut roses.
Fresh cut roses.
There you go. I've always said that.
Yes, you have.
Who brought in flowers? I did. Smell them. They're so nice. Anyway. So we'll take a break for now.
Okay.
We'll come back tomorrow.
And then listen to feedback.
Listen to feedback. Hopefully there is feedback.
I'm sure there will be.
And then I saw there's some things on the...
Woohoo!
I was trying to avoid it because I...
We didn't record till later.
Till later. So I don't want to be spoiled on who went home because I was kind of shocked on who went home.
These paint fumes in your room is giving me a little high here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even smell it.
Well...
at least the room's all one color again.
It is. It looks very nice. You did a good job.
Since I used the wrong paint before.
Yes, you did.
God, that was frustrating.
It was.
But it looks good.
It's all better now. You're fine. You
everything
got it.
Up. You still don't like that up there?
I don't like it up there.
I like that up there.
Okay.
I don't like it over here.
Okay, sounds good.
So there you go. And we'll be back tomorrow. Same time. Same dance channel. Was it same bat
same,
channel?
Same bat
same
channel.
Same dance channel. Same dance time.
Time. There you
there
go.
You go.
Good
there,
job.
There you go. All right, guys. Okay, we're back, and I guess we'll get into listener feedback.
Yes.
We do have one phone call, so I'll get to that phone call right now.
Fabulous.
Jack and Cindy. This is Sarah calling in with my thoughts on Dancing with the Stars. Okay, so my favorite dance of the night was definitely Paige and Mark. Gosh, I just can't even tell you how amazed I am every week by Mark's choreography. But last night, Paige really impressed me. And I think, from what I understand, just because she's already so fit, such an athlete, that the quick step was able to, she was able to do the quick step without getting tired, like a lot of the times when people try to do the quick step who aren't athletes. So I just really love that dance. That was definitely my favorite of the night. With a close second to Wanye, because that was amazing. I know they said he kind of overdanced it a little, but I thought it was okay. It looked very theatrical, and I think that's what you want with a Lion King. Okay, so Niall was not as good as Vaughn Miller was last week. Oh, and I'm not talking about his dancing. I'm talking about how he looked without his shirt on. And then I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory. Jack might say it's a crackpot theory. You know how they talked about last week the three football guys were at the bottom of the leaderboard? And then this week, they were really nice to, the judges were really nice to Vaughn Miller. And I didn't see it. I didn't think that Vaughn's dance was as great as they said he was. I didn't think he did as great of a job as they said. And I'm kind of wondering, this is a conspiracy theory, if the producers didn't come to the judges and say, hey, make sure you really talk up Vaughn Miller because we don't want him back in the bottom. They don't want to let him go. I think they probably could have done the same thing with Antonio, but I thought Antonio did actually a really good job on his own. And then lastly, Antonio, is he Invasion of the Body Snatchers? What's going on with him? Why is he always just staring at the camera and smiling?
Exactly.
I need him to make actual faces. Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Why are you laughing?
So I'm glad it's not just us that knows that Vaughn Miller
was
just...
Zaki was something like, he was like Stepford Wives.
Well, I'm telling you, he's Cindy Brady. He's people are wondering what happened to Cindy Brady. You know, you always have those things on Facebook. Where are they now? She's playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and she's the greatest receiver in the NFL, Cindy Brady.
It was just really odd, like...
I think maybe, you know, he's been on TV before.
Yes.
So, but I guess if you're an athlete, you're trained to focus on certain things. I don't know.
No, it was bizarre.
Invasion of the Body Snatch. So what do you think?
That's a good one, Sarah.
Conspiracy about Vaughn Miller being pumped up there a little bit.
I don't know.
I thought his dance was pretty good.
It was all right. I was wondering what she was going with Niles. I was like, what are you talking about? It was a good dance. But she's right. His body wasn't as nice.
Well, you know, Niles is not playing outside linebacker in the NFL.
Right.
So he doesn't have to be as big as Vaughn Miller.
True.
But so I'm a backup Niall there a little bit. I'm gonna have his back.
All right, dear. So you anyway, go for it.
If he's the same built as Lynn, so.
So. Oh my gosh, you're so funny today. Anyway,
so she liked Paige and Mark's dance the best.
That was good. I still liked it. It might be just because I like fairy tales like that. The Cinderella, I thought that was a good one.
Cinderella was
Vaughn Miller.
Vaughn Miller and
I'm drawing a blank. People were yelling at us.
Tough Coach Barbie.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I'm drawing a blank.
Whitney,
yes. Yeah. Anyway, I thought she was just beautiful. Just a cute little thing. But anyway.
So we should probably make Sarah our correspondent from that she calls every week.
I think she's doing a good job. She's right on.
Keep calling.
Yeah, we both felt afterwards when Paige was there, we're like, oh, that was awesome. And not only because she's in shape, she's young. I don't think she's more than, what, 20, 21?
I have no idea.
But she's in, you know.
But she's like me. She's in shape.
Yeah, she just looked adorable. She just had everything perfect. But I still liked Vaughn Miller's and Whitney's things. I think she was just cutie. But I know she's just the pro. But anyway.
No, okay. As long as you're happy with that.
But there wasn't really any dance I disliked except maybe, like, Heather liked Beauty the Beast.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Ginger, but she loves Val. She thinks Val's all that in a cup of tea. So
plus she has Val. Val's American. I mean, as far as a partner, as someone who you guys all like Val. Val's,
right.
As far as dancers go, he's got to be one of the more popular ones, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so maybe that has something to do with it also.
True, it could be, but there wasn't like one I just hated. I thought they were all great. I enjoyed them all, and I was sorry to see Marla go.
We're not there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You spoiled everybody.
Everybody knows this already.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call. We do have some feedback on the our Facebook page, Jay and Jack Facebook page. Jessica says, Doug Flutie, I bet, even though he was better last week. Wrong, Jessica. You're wrong. It wasn't Doug Flutie, even though we both said Doug Flutie. Susan said, my daughter and I always love Disney Week. Sadly, we'll probably have to watch it tomorrow on DVR because tonight they have homework, which I'm overseeing, followed by showers, bedtime, etc.
I remember those days.
Oh, I hated those days.
I know.
Jessica, Niall is so good. Love him. He's my favorite for sure. Then she says, Doug and Karina deserve more than sixes.
I agree with her on that.
I thought they were harsh on that.
Yeah. Again, I'm going to go back to someone who struggles with dance and then to put that cane in your hand.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
I never thought about that, but you were 100%
correct. Yeah, I just think that was a big, that was difficult. And that was a lot to ask of him. And of course he was frustrated. He wanted to, you know, fulfill that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I agree.
Whatever.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
You're so snotty. You're upset.
Whatever.
Let's see. Claudia says, love Disney Week. Paige and Mark were my favorites of the night. My grandma, who has been watching Dancing with Stars longer than I have, called the couple going home after it was announced that Doug was safe, but it was sad because that pro is her favorite.
Aw, Tony is cute.
And then Claudia says, same as Ginger and I have been big fans of her husband, Ben, for years. So it's always fun to see him cheer her on, but I'm super surprised that Lynn didn't call her and Val out for taking so long into the hold. He usually hates the acting setup, that kind of stuff.
Huh. But Lynn was just a little odd that night.
Lynn was high.
Yeah. He wasn't high, but he was just different.
Lynn took some happy.
Maybe he got too much crap from the week before.
No, I don't think he cares about the crap. I think he got caught up in the Disney magic. He likes Disney.
Yeah.
He's probably as old as Walt Disney, right? How old would Walt be? Like 100-something?
No, he's not that old.
Okay. Jessica, exactly. Jamie says, I've been enjoying this season. Jack and Cindy are all doing with the show. Unlike the past few seasons, this isn't a clear-cut winner.
No, absolutely
not. There's four or five people who could win.
Because every week I watch, I'm like, oh, well, maybe she'll be the one. Oh, well, maybe he's it. You know.
And then I posted something about Donald Trump's ex-wife, Marla Maples, can't believe she was eliminated. It's a little article that she talks about how, you know, a little shocked that she was the one voted out.
I was surprised, too.
I was shocked, too.
I really thought it was going to be Doug.
And I like Doug. I like Doug.
No, you're right, because I was looking at it. But, again, last week and this week, I just thought she just looked a little timid, you know, in her facial expressions.
Well, after they got rid of what's-her-name, Misha, I think that it's tough to see anyone go home because they all want
to win. I would
agree
with you.
They're all competitive. They all want to be there. They're all there's no whining and crying.
No.
I mean, you know, Doug got a little, but that's an athlete.
That's a frustration.
I don't care. I've done the same thing. I sometimes have a temper.
No.
Every now and then.
No.
I've been known to get you're breaking everyone's eardrums with saying no.
Anyway.
Just have to say no. No.
No.
Like Zach would do. No.
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 Anyway. But it was a fun night. I'm having so much fun doing this with you. It's my favorite week. It's my favorite thing to do.
It is.
With you. Top of my list.
Yes.
There isn't anything I like to do with you because you bug me.
I know. I can be irritating.
I'm joking. You're my buddy.
But if you like, give us a call. 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, 385-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories.
So who do you think is going home next week?
Well, we'll get to that when we get there. I thought someone said something about Ginger Lee getting higher scores than they thought. Oh, wait, same. I like Ginger. I don't know. I was thinking that maybe she got higher because they really gave her nine. They gave her nines across the board, right? And you weren't that impressed with her
dance. I didn't think she deserved nines.
Is it because she works for ABC? I'm not saying that she didn't deserve high scores. I'm just saying is there.
But you know what? We're looking at it, and I could be wrong. But are we looking at it as more of an entertainment factor, and they're looking at it more in technique?
Because she does smile. She is happy.
I do agree. She smiles.
She wants to be there.
She wants to be there. I think she's enjoying it. She works hard. I don't have any negatives to say about her. However, I just think there's other dancers that I enjoy more. If I had to say, I didn't think Doug Flutie deserved sixes.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Ginger deserved nines. Those are my two comments.
A little harsh on poor Doug.
Yeah, again. I don't think anybody realizes this guy is not a dancer, number one.
Now, we don't know if people are going to, because they switch next week.
They switch partners.
So does nobody get eliminated? I thought they said today's scores and next week's scores combine.
I don't know.
They're combining the scores.
Some of the guys that are out there that are a little better with this program better. I should have asked Heather before she left today.
You are the expert, so I'm just kind of going.
I'm not an expert.
I'm just going because it's my first season watching.
This is my first season. I'm watching it all the way through.
If I had watched it more than one season, I could give you the information.
Okay, but because I usually only, when I record, I've always recorded it, and I always cheat, and I only watch my favorites, except for the Disney one.
The Disney.
We watch it all. But all the other ones, I only watch my favorites. And then sometimes, if my favorite is voted out, then I don't watch it anymore.
I forgot to mention, too, why were Jody and why were they having trouble? Remember that at first they were having problems with the with Jody and Kale. They were having problems with, they knew the animation was going to be there.
Right.
They put the chair up there.
Right.
But the thing was like 35
miles,
feet.
I know.
Did they move that? Did we mess that part where they moved it?
I don't know.
Moved it to
I don't know.
Make it easier for
maybe.
Them?
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting.
All right. So anyway, we come down to the finals.
Yes.
Two people left. I mean, well, they're all standing around. I always think it's so awkward. You said it's just like.
It always makes it awkward.
But you got Mark and Tony. I'm sorry, Marla and Tony.
Why do you keep saying Mark and Tony?
Look at that writing. Doesn't that look like Mark?
It's your writing.
I know. I get that. Okay. But I have terrible penmanship.
All right.
I should have been a doctor. So Marla and Tony.
Yes.
And Jody and Kale.
I thought it was going to be Jody
and they
Kale.
Go, Doug Flutie, you're safe.
I know.
Or do they say Doug Flutie, you're safe? Or they say everyone else is safe? And they
yeah.
went to Doug. And I'm like, wow. Because
yeah.
I thought for sure, okay, it's going to be Doug
yeah,
and
was
Karina.
Doug. Yeah.
So I'm like, they're going back and forth. And they said, Mrs. X Donald Trump. No, they said Marla and Tony.
Yeah.
Or Mark and Tony, whoever you want to call it. Are the one. And I was shocked. They go, wow, really?
I know, I was.
Because once they said those two, I go, oh, it's going to be Jody and Kale.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But nope. They're still in. I think, you know, if you go in by people's stories last week, who had the most, you know, she's 5 years, you know, she's been sober and clean for 5 years. The story she's telling, it's a pretty compelling story. It's pretty, you know, that's a pretty big achievement.
I would agree.
I can't remember what Marla was just basically saying how.
I can't remember either.
I can't remember what
it
she
wasn't
said, but
something
Doug
memorable.
Flutie's parents both dying yeah. on the same day.
Yeah.
I think that did play a part into how the people voting at home voted.
Maybe. Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't
all
know.
Right, I'll give it to you.
Plus, Marla, does she have a huge fan base? Does she have a?
I would say no.
Yeah.
That's why I think the next person voted off is going to be Jody.
Plus, they keep mentioning Donald. They keep mentioning with Trump,
ridiculous.
And that's just not.
Yeah.
People get Trump. Not
yeah.
that she's you know
yeah.
she's no longer married to Donald Trump,
I know.
But anyway. But it was her. She went home. So let's say if they do go home next week, who are you going to? Because
I just told you, Jody.
We both said Doug Flutie.
Right. I still think it's going to be.
And right now, Cindy has one vote. One correct, and I have two, because that was the first time I was wrong.
I didn't pick the person right last week.
No, you've only had one correct.
Oh,
I have
it.
Had two. We both were wrong.
We're wrong
last
this
week.
Time. Okay, I'm going to say Jody next time.
You're going to say Jody.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say Jody.
Copier.
If they go home, but
right.
maybe she comes back and she gives an outstanding dance and
all
she
right.
continues to go on. But I'm enjoying the season. I have to admit, I was kind of dreading doing this podcast, but. It's been fun and dandy.
5 minutes, you realize you're just having a blasty blast.
It is because you're just so knowledgeable and
I'm not knowledgeable.
You just have so much joy and fun doing the podcast. And so that's
okay. You're drinking again.
I'm drinking.
Anyways.
I'm drinking. Anyways,
ding.
That's all we got for today. That's all we got. But
and thank you, Sarah, for calling in. You make my day.
Yes, Sarah.
My week. It's very nice. Don't stop. Don't let Jack make you feel like you have to stop.
When did I say she had to stop?
You said something negative, I'm sure.
I said she could be the correspondent. She's the only one calling.
Okay.
That was a nice. That was being nice.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's me being nice.
All right. There you go.
Let's don't go crazy. Crazy. All right. So we'll be back Friday night for the amazing race.
Dun, yes, we will.
Dun, 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 dun. And then
well, I think at least we don't have to hear any more about the dating of the two people.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, spoiler if you haven't seen that.
Oh.
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's all we got. And if you'd like to help us out, you can help. If you like this podcast and many other podcasts, you can go to jayandjack.com and become a patron. Check out that page. And you can also, there's a list of all the shows we do. Game of Thrones is coming back in a
Yay!
Couple weeks.
Yeah, I know that'll make you happy.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Can't wait for that. Love Game of Thrones.
I know you do.
I love it. Love it. You watched some of it, didn't you?
Not as much as you.
It's not your show. You're
That's not
into
my
that
show.
Kind
but
of
I'm
show.
Not, I, when I'm reading, I kind of pop my eyes and see what you're doing and then kind of look away.
Because you do that with The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I do.
You'll
and then I ask you, Bucky.
You'll go like this. I go, you have to kill him in the head. You have to, why? I go, it's just what you have to do with a zombie.
I know.
Because it's not your type of thing.
I know. It isn't.
But
well, because I don't like death. And zombies and all that kind of negativity. I'm more of I like rainbow and sunshine.
But
so.
it's funny though. You will watch it and have a corner of your eye, and then you do get hooked on it.
Yeah, I do. I would agree with you. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So
okay, you're right.
You do watch that and Game of Thrones. It's not your cup of tea.
No,
it's not. But I love Game of Thrones.
I know you do. That's okay.
I love
many shows that I love that you don't.
Yeah, you like bad TV.
Whatever. Blind Spot, I watched it. It was nice to watch without you criticizing it next to me. Quantico, another thing.
Quantico, come on. Can we just be honest here? Ugly people need not apply for the FBI. Is there anybody ugly on that show?
No.
Is there a bald-headed guy on that show?
No, it's young people. It's the beginning. You're joining. It's probably a certain age group.
But there's not anybody ugly on that show.
Okay, whatever.
Just saying.
Okay, whatever.
Just saying.
All right.
Yeah, come on. One person? One unpleasant
It's all
looking
young
person?
People.
Okay. All right. I watched the first episode. In Blindspot, I watched the Comic Con. I'm the one that got you to watch Blindspot.
I know.
But then it got off the rails.
I think it's awesome.
It got crazy.
I love it.
It's all right.
I love it, and you're not bugging me, so it makes me enjoy it. I try to watch it when you're not around.
Well, as podcasting, you watch it. Anyway, at this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons, Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago. We're all set. Thanks for doing what you do. And 2 weeks from this Friday, we'll be having...
A week from this Friday.
Is it a week from this Friday?
Yes, dear.
Wow, is that close? We'll be having our 12-hour... No, it's going to be Saturday. Our 12-hour...
23rd.
April 23rd, we'll be having a podcast telethon for. We've changed. We've gone from Autism Speaks to Make-A-Wish.
Awesome.
Nothing against Autism Speaks.
No,
we
just decided to change it up.
Decided to change it up, go a different direction, and we're giving it to. It's another worthy cause, and we're going to every penny raised will go to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Every penny.
So that's all I got at this time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.